Well, those of you who were here last Sunday, you will agree with me that Art Callahan did not only deliver a good sermon last Sunday, but also did three things. One, he made a confession. He said he doesn't write sermons. He writes notes, colorful notes. So he made a confession. He gave all of us a kind of warning. He said not to ask him for a copy of his sermon, because the answer is
no.
No. And he gave me permission to preach without notes. Yes, you did that. But I'm not going to do that, at least for the first part of my sermon this morning, because I am not as fluent as Art is in English. Now, for those of you who know that I do lead the 1 o'clock congregation here at the cathedral, you will know that every single time I do preach in the morning, I need to have two sermons ready to go. This one now, and a different one for the 1 o'clock congregation. And you may want to know why. Because it is usually very difficult to transfer content of a sermon in English to a content of a sermon in Spanish and hope that you will make sense. So, my sisters and brothers, St. Matthew concluded today's gospel with a question Jesus asked to his disciples. The question is this: have you understood all this? The answer is, from the disciples, yes. We understood. Really? Have we? For the last 8 weeks or so, the Latino ministry and the Mission and Outreach Council have been working together in a project to raise money to support low-income families with students who have just graduated from high school and are preparing to go to college. We all know that even though tuition is the greatest fear when pursuing higher education, there are many other factors that, because they are small compared to tuition, we tend to overlook or simply not to make much of a deal of them. Anyway, what are these other factors comparing to tuition? Those of us who have experienced the process of preparing one of our own to go to college locally or far away know very well that it takes a lot of time to go down the list after putting a check mark to all the tuition finance questions and moving our attention to the little things: pillows, blankets, workable laptops, clothing and shoes, books and other school materials, travel expenses, personal items, and the list goes on and on and on. Latino Ministry and Mission Outreach Council thought we could help them, at least five of them, low-income students, with some of these small expenses. We also thought the members of Christ Church Cathedral, you, could help us to help them. And so you did. We thought of a yard sale as the means to raise some money, and we organized one. We thought of having the yard sale at one of the neighborhoods where the cathedral is already present through the work of the Latino ministry, and we identified a home owner from among the 1 o'clock congregation who would let us to hold the yard sale in their backyard. We also counted on you to help us with donations, and you did not let us down. For a period of 6 weeks, the cathedral website announced the event of the yard sale. The news was shared via our weekly electronic bulletin, which goes to you every Thursday, was printed in our Sunday service leaflets, and verbal announcements were made to all services in at least 3 Sundays. We also have a table in the cloister where we shared information about the event, and donations were dropped every Sunday. Meanwhile, the organizing group and some staff of the cathedral were working on answering the logistic and what if questions. Questions such as, what if we received too many donations and we've run out of storage room here at the cathedral? Or this one, does anybody know what the homeowner association's regulations are about yard sales in that neighborhood? Or what if it rains? Do we have a backup plan? Some of the questions have easy answers. Some of them didn't. As for the question about what to do if it rains, my only answer was, let us pray hard, for it didn't rain on that day. And let us bring some tents, just in case we don't pray hard enough. For almost 6 weeks, donations items were coming. Most of them to the receptionist desk, where the sextons picked them up. God bless our sextons and our receptionist. At some point, there were so many items coming through that we needed to rent the storage room nearby the house where the yard sale event was set to take place. Be careful what you pray for, because you might get it. And we did. I will come back on the yard sale story a little bit, but first allow me to share a few thoughts about today's gospel, the gospel that we just read today. For the last few Sundays, we have heard the question about the kingdom of heaven. What is it like? Jesus, as presented in the gospel according to St. Matthew, brings the question and the conversation over and over and over to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like. And he goes ahead and delivers a parable with some teaching. At least in today's gospel, the kingdom of heaven is like appeared 5 times. Each time, Jesus uses ordinary words, an ordinary language, to explain the extraordinary that is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus uses words people are familiar with and uses examples that relate to people's daily life experience. So, what does the kingdom of heaven look like to you? What does the kingdom of heaven look like to us? Here, the cathedral, up there, your daily life and routine and work. What is it like? Well, I believe that I have a very close and a very profound glimpse of the kingdom of heaven 2 Saturdays ago. Actually, also yesterday, Saturday, because we decided we wanted to continue with the jar sale experience out there. Let me describe to you what to me looked like a kingdom of heaven this past Saturday and 2 Saturdays ago. Members of the morning congregations and the 5 o'clock congregations, working alongside with members of the 1 o'clock congregation, Latinos. Members of the 1 o'clock congregation and members of the morning congregations working alongside in a neighborhood that is not familiar to many of us, and at a house, the Jews opened up their doors and said, if you need a place, this is your kingdom for this Saturday. And tons of people, poor people, disadvantaged people, coming to the yard sale, picking little items or big items they knew they were lacking in their houses. And your donations made the party possible, because that was a feast of the kingdom of heaven on behalf and with all of us. It might be hard for you to put together in a way that makes sense to you all the amount of hours and time and effort that we put into these yard sales, and the amount of time that you took to go deep into your garage and closets and find items you wanted or you thought they were going to be good to donate. When you do the math and calculate in money the amount of time and work and effort and the price in time and searching for a storage room and picking up the items you donated and take them to the storage room here at the cathedral until that storage room was full, and you make a math of how much money would that make for a person who does that as a business, you will come to the conclusion that what we get or got out of the yard sale is very too little for the number you can come up with. But you know what? There's nothing compared to the joy and the experience to be working side by side with others in a missionary way away from the cathedral just to make a few dollars for those who are disadvantaged and less fortunate than many of us. That, my sisters and brothers, is a real glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. So when we read in Jesus' parables about watch out for signs of the kingdom of heaven, please do not underestimate the small opportunity and the little things. Because it is possible that signs of the kingdom of heaven are more present on these things that look irrelevant to us than in those that we believe are major events. I got to tell you this, and I am about to wrap up. I do not know yet the children or the kids or the students we are going to be supporting. That is a decision people of the MOC and members of the 1 o'clock congregation need to come up with. I will not be part of this decision, I promise you. But I can tell you, you people of the cathedral made possible a living in an experience of the kingdom of heaven to many people you don't know, and probably you will never get to know, that were out in that neighborhood in this past 2 Saturdays. So let us continue the party of the kingdom of heaven. And let us keep our hearts open to let Jesus continue in us, teaching us how to experience it, and keep us our eyes open so we don't let the moment goes away, not knowing that we are missing a great opportunity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.